It's time for us to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Mr. Pagano.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. I'm having a morning like you had yesterday.
It's contagious.
It's unbelievable. The copy machine offline, so we send faxes through the copy machine via the computer. It kept giving me error messages offline. I have no idea why. And then, of course, when I went to update the discussion on my website, which you know I always do, won't let me do it. It says upgrade. And of course, they want me to upgrade. If I don't upgrade for more money, it won't allow me to go into that feature. So I sent them an email and see when they'll get back to me and find out. I don't think that should be the case. Do you?
No, it shouldn't be. But I had trouble uploading a piece of audio this morning to our on-demand site. And I'm pretty sure that they've changed the rules on our on-demand site that the audio that you upload has to be a specific bitrate. And also, it's meant to be 41K, 128K, and then, you know, that. And I checked, but so what the heck, you know? What would our mornings be without a little bit of a little bit of problem?
Absolutely. And, of course, now we just have wet weather. Periods of rain today, showers, thunderstorms. It gets windy, mid-50s. Tonight, windy, rain heavy at times, upper 40s. Showers, windy, 60 to 65 Friday. I think you'll forget about the early shower Saturday. I think it's going to move out Friday night. So We'll wind up partly sunny, breezy, 70 Saturday. Some with increasing clouds Sunday, 70 to 75. Couple of showers go through Sunday night. Monday, we're back to partly sunny, and the highs will be in the 60s. And I do see a break in this weather pattern next week, so it won't be as consistently wet next week. It'll be a lot less wetter.
Well, we have a plenty of green grass around because of that. So so Thursday is a trash pickup day on my street, okay? Mm-hmm. So I get up this morning at 3:30 and get my shower and go out, and I check my phone has an alert on it, and I look and, oh, my video. So at about 5 minutes after 11 last night, a mom and her two baby cubs were walking up the street, but they were obviously too early because the garbage gets put out in the morning. But they were, you know, they know it's Thursday and they know it's garbage day. It's really amazing. They just know that on Thursday there's going to be garbage put out. It's just that they came through a little too early. They were looking for something to eat, though. But it's so funny to see. The mother just lumbers, okay? And the baby cubs, they hop all over the place. They look like big black rabbits.
And is this the time of the year for them? I guess don't they normally come out earlier?
Oh, the bears were out very early this year. Well, because we didn't really have a winter, and there was food sources that were still available to them. Yeah. So they've been out for a while now. But now they're starting to get down into their routine. It's always nice to see it's always nice to see the bears via video, or even if you're in your house looking out at them. I mean, I know they can be a nuisance, but they were here before we were here, so you just try to learn to live with them. And really, they don't get that really close to my house since I about a year and a half ago, handle my garbage a totally different way. So.
And truthfully, there has not been any reports of anything malicious by bears in your neighborhood, right?
Not in this neighborhood, but last year, a couple places. I mean, if bears can't eat berries and stuff like that, then they'll go out. If they're hungry, they see a small dog, or if they can catch a coyote, or they can see a dead deer lying around or something. Oh no, they'll eat that. Yeah,
they'll take advantage of it.
Yeah, but if there's plenty of food around, that'll be the last thing they do the bears around here anyway. But that's why you have to be careful, because you just never know. You know, you come face to face with a bear, is he hungry or not? That's not a time to find out.
No, I was just going to say, no way. Forget about it. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's it. Everything has been relatively quiet, and still gearing up for Sunday, that extravaganza up at the lake, which I'm not too thrilled about. Believe me when I tell you that.
But you've got to video it, Pat, and then send it into that home improvement network, whatever it is. You should film it. How, you know, Pat Picano's eradication of mice.
Let's hope so.
At the cabin. Really, you should videotape it. I think, I mean, they put everything else on TV now. Why not put that on TV?
Yeah. I mean, if I knew it was hopefully going to be successful, I would videotape it and then put it on YouTube for other people to see what we did.
So now you say you see a break in the pattern. So it looks like we're going to get into more springtime for weather?
I think so. I mean, again, I think the temperatures are going to be definitely more seasonable, and it's not going to be as unsettled.
Well, gosh, it should be. It's going to be May 1st tomorrow.
Yeah. you know, weather doesn't know from the calendar.
Well, obviously, this year it doesn't.
No, you're right.
It forgot all about winter.
Yeah, it sure did. And I mean, last weekend, look, 14 inches of snow up there in near Cooperstown.
Well, also in April, we had a total of about 5.5-6 inches of snow here, with two or three of those, so 2.5-3 inch little snowfall. So, I mean, gosh, we had more snow in April than we had in January and February and
isn't
March.
Isn't that ridiculous? And that's usually how it happens.
Yeah.
That is usually how it happens. There's no doubt about it. That's usually how it happens. But I think we may be through with accumulating snow for the season. Let's hope so, don't you?
Well, it better be. I mean, I guess you always have an outside shot. In the beginning of May, you always have an outside shot. But I was once hit by a big Buick when I had a Volkswagen four-door Rabbit years ago, coming back from Torrington to West Cornwall. A woman and it was only about an inch of slushy snow had gotten on the roads, and it happened in the first couple of weeks of May, and she lost control and hit my car, and I then hit a telephone pole. And when I felt snow, right, and I looked behind me, and the telephone pole had split the car right behind in the back door on my side. And the lady kept driving along. She didn't stop. I think I was 21 years old when that happened.
And you could laugh about it now, but I'm sure you were laughing about it then.
I was mad at her.
Right.
I wasn't concerned about the fact, because I could get out of the car and everything. I was mad at her that she didn't stop, because she saw she hit me, and she had this big, huge, I think it was like a Buick, I don't know, it was a big four-door Buick, and my Volkswagen Rabbit at the time had no chance. No chance, Pat.
Yeah.
And she just forced me off the road into a telephone pole.
But thank goodness you weren't hurt.
And I didn't knock down the telephone pole, so I didn't have to pay for the telephone pole. You know what I mean? It was nice.
Oh, right.
I mean, the car was totaled, but I mean, what the heck? Oh, well. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway, so
have you caught these? I don't know if you're into the sort of mystery chase things, but that Outer Banks series on Netflix is excellent. It's only season one, and it's 10 episodes. I watched all 10 episodes, and now, of course, they're thinking that there may be a season two, but because of the virus, Netflix doesn't want to commit to that because they can't shoot.
Yeah, I haven't since this pandemic. I've been working at the station till about 10:30, 11. Then I go home and I take a nap. Okay, and then I get up from the nap about 2:30, and start once again sitting down at the computer and gathering stuff. And then by the time I finish gathering the news to update for the afternoon, and then getting the stuff ready for the morning, it's 6:30. And then I get something to eat and I go to bed.
It's tough, yeah, I know.
I haven't even been watching the Food Network, movies, nothing, because of the way my work schedule is, which is okay by me. I don't think I could put up with watching the news anymore. I just don't think I could do it.
It's really rough. It's pretty much the same thing every single day.
No, that's what I mean. It's just like, it's foolish. I mean, so when I get up in the morning, I have to go through all the news sites and take in world and national and Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York news. I have to do all that stuff. But why watch it on TV? I just can't do it anymore. And so my TV is only on really when I get up first thing in the morning for light, and then when I go to bed at night, yeah, it's on for about 10 or 15 minutes to help me get to sleep, and then when I go to sleep, it automatically turns off. So,
yep. Well, that's a good thing. You may be better off.
I'm cured. Years ago, when I was a kid, my God, I'd watch 8 hours of television a day. But never. Yeah, that was a lot. Just think about that. 8 hours a day. I get back from school, I'd start watching television from like 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 10 o'clock at night. It'd be crazy.
That is a lot of TV, Marshall.
That's right. That's why I am the man I am today, Pat.
I guess that's it.
That's why I'm Marshall Miles today. Yeah. All right. So we've got rain today and then heavy rain tonight.
Yeah, heavy into tomorrow morning. And then after that, showers, and then it clears up in time for the weekend.
Well, that doesn't sound that bad. We can deal with that.
It's definitely on the way to improvement, just like the virus situation is.
All right. Yeah. Connecticut's got now 7 days in a row where hospitalizations are down. Now, deaths are still up, and they're still finding more cases. But the hospital admissions have been down now 7 days in a row. So that's
really good. That is great. Yeah. Great news.
Heading in the right direction, we think.
Yeah, let's hope.
All right, Pat. Well, you headed in your direction. I'll head in mine, and we'll meet tomorrow and see what technical problems we have.
All right. Yeah. Take care, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye. All right.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.